Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
You know what? I'm just beginning to believe that Donald Trump has a body double. Huh? No human can do this.
You think he takes a day off?
No human can do this. Not at 74 years old. Go and speak 3 and 4 times a day to crowds and crisscross the country. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Ray Pritchard, and now Steve Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
And Ray and Walker has too. We've all traveled a lot, and granted, he's on Air Force One, which is not the way normal people travel. I'll tell you that. However, going into different time zones and trying to get sleep and rest, and you're doing that, 14 days in a row. I'm just saying that it's really whether you support Donald Trump or not. You got to give the guy props for his energy and for his campaigning stamina, Ray. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Well, he's 6 years older than me. And I get worn out just watching him on TV.
Just driving to the airport, right?
That's right, just driving to the airport. I mean, he does these rallies, and he'll talk for an hour.
I know.
An hour and a half. And then he'll do that little dance to YMCA at the end. He looks as fresh at the end as he does at the beginning. Whatever he's having, I want some of that in my diet.
Diet Cokes and a Big Mac from McDonald's.
Big Mac. I'm having. Good with that.
Yeah, he's just got genes, G-E-N-E-S from God is about the only way to explain it. Steve, but it's just remarkable. The president's in Florida today, right? Is Joe Biden in Florida too?
Yes, they're going to have dueling campaign stops in that state, I believe.
And also I heard, Steve, that the president is going to be doing like 4-4 or something like that on Monday and Tuesday.
Or
Sunday and Monday or something.
He's being the Energizer Bunny as they get toward the election. It was funny. I was watching yesterday one of the rallies. And he's talking. All of a sudden you hear a jet kind of in the background. And he stops. He looks up. He says, "Oh, wow, look, that jet there, that's 4 days old. I fought Democrats to fund that thing." And I mean, he just went off. And then the jet did some kind of a flare thing. "Oh, look, they're saluting their president." It was the best thing ever. It was so much fun.
I think the flare was there was a private plane that had entered Secret Service space.
Was that the case?
Yes.
Goodness. That was warning, huh?
That was a warning. You need to leave immediately. And that's what that was about.
So
I don't even think the president knew what was going on.
No, at the time he didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
Hey, just before we go, Tim, I don't think I told you how it went. I went golfing for the first time this last weekend in like 15 years.
And, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see you out there. Where'd you go?
No, I was down in Columbus.
Oh, that's right.
I went down, and I shot 3 under.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah.
Why do I not believe you?
Well, you should. Maybe I do keep score differently than most other people. See, I lost a ball on 1.
Uh-huh.
That's 1 under. Uh-huh. And I lost a ball on 6. That's 2 under.
That's
and then 9, I lost my third ball. So it was 3 under.
3 under.
Yeah, you have a different scoring system than traditional golfers, Steve.
But it works for me.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, it's an individual sport. Whatever makes you feel good about about yourself.
All right. Hey, let's talk. There's changing mood very distinctly here. France has had another terror attack by radical Islam. 3 people in the town of Nice, which is a stream southeastern France on the Riviera there, and 3 people, 1 beheaded, almost beheaded by a Muslim who was yelling Allahu Akbar the whole time during the attack and while he was being arrested. There was one of 3 attacks that same day in another town near Avignon. The police an attack against somebody, and then a guard was stabbed at the French consulate in Saudi Arabia the same day. What they're reacting to is the Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, has given support for publishing cartoons of Muhammad, which is definitely against any Islamic rules or laws. These people don't like that, and they're taking it out on the French. So just deep trouble in the world, in the French world.
Well, a couple thoughts on that. France is now 9% Muslim. They've had a lot of immigration from the Middle East, and I'm assuming from North Africa, into France. So that's a significant number of people there, millions of people there in France that are Muslim. And Islamic teaching, we've talked about this many times, Islamic religion, that's where you want to put it, is systemically, you hear that word a lot today, incompatible or fundamentally incompatible with what we all know as Western values. That is, including one of them would be freedom of speech and or freedom of expression. So you don't have, that's the reason you don't have that in Muslim majority countries. They don't allow for free speech. Saudi Arabia, for example, Iran, there may be Turkey. You might have some element of Western values. That's kind of between Europe and the Middle East. But Ray, that's, would you say that's true, Ray?
Well, it's 100% true.
Okay.
That in America, you have the freedom to criticize and say what you want about whether it's Christianity or Islam.
Well, in France, right? Okay.
Right. But you do so at your peril in these Muslim majority countries. I mean, you cannot say a word negative about the prophet, or else you risk your own life.
Hmm. Yeah, and the other thing here is, I would say, I don't think it's a good thing to offend people unnecessarily or gratuitously. I wouldn't draw a picture of Muhammad, you know, the prophet, and just to provoke people. Why do you want to do that? You see what I'm saying? Well, I'm not saying, I don't know that's what happened here exactly, but I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't want that done. I wouldn't want people making blasphemous portrayals of Jesus, you know.
Right.
Go ahead.
This goes back to the Charlie Hebdo attack several years ago. It's one of those things where, of course, it's not a decent or good thing to do to mock one's religion and do it in a such a blatant way. But that's the difference, to Ray's point, between America and some of these other countries is you can do that in America and people may not like you and they may criticize you, but you do it in France and you die. So that's the main difference.
They were trying to reiterate their free speech rights in France is why I believe the Charlie Hebdo cartoons were mocking some of the characteristics that they had, the Muslim influx brought to that country. But the recent uprising is because they've been defending the right, the free speech right to do that. And Tim, I agree with you. I wouldn't want someone mocking Jesus, although it happens all the time. But it would be different if the government said that nobody could do it. That's where the difference.
Well, also, there's a big difference in, this is another big difference in Christianity and Islam. In Islam, if somebody offends the prophet Muhammad, which would be the equivalent of blaspheming Jesus to us as Christians, then they feel it's justified to kill that person. Remember Salman Rushdie?
Yep.
From 30 years ago or whatever, Satanic Verses was the name of his book, and he had to go into hiding for years and years and years. The difference is, if you do that to Muslims, they'll cut your head off in some places around
quite
the
literally
world.
Yeah,
you do that with Christians, they'll pray for you. Huh? Pray
well,
that
is the difference.
Pray
yeah.
that you pray that your heart's changed. You know, I if some people blaspheme Jesus and God, you know, I don't I don't want to kill them. I want them to repent and see the light. So anyway, that we could go into that. There's so many, so much more to talk about. But yeah, in France, they got trouble because they got nearly 10% of their population now that are from Muslim countries living amongst the French, who are Western in their belief of free speech and free expression. They're pretty much a socialist country and a godless country otherwise, but they do have that as one of their that's what the contention is. That's what the tension is between Islam and Western values in France. Go ahead, Steve.
Speaking of prayer, a church in Philadelphia burned to the ground last night in the riots that were happening. It's a Southern Baptist church, Vietnam Baptist Church in Philadelphia. It was burned, I'm sorry, Tuesday night to the ground during those riots. Somebody threw incendiary flammable stuff on the roof, and it went through. The pastor there, his name is Pastor Pham. And
It's a Vietnamese American congregation.
Yes.
That's Southern Baptist. Is that what that is?
That's correct. It's a Vietnamese church,
gotcha.
A Southern Baptist church, but it's in Vietnamese and with Vietnamese people there. Pastor Philip Pham is the pastor there. So he heard that this was burning down Tuesday night, and he was concerned. He says they burned it to the roof. They threw flammable stuff and burned through the roof. He says, but what he was doing, what he really was concerned about, was two hard drives that he had in the church. He said that had more than 15 years worth of information about hundreds of clients. The church serves as a community center, providing help with immigration paperwork, with taxes, and with marriage counseling. And they had all these records. It was irreplaceable data that really would harm the ministry. So he prayed really hard. Well, the next day he goes in, and this is what he says. He saw the routers and the modems and all the things surrounding the hard drives burned and melted. But the place, that piece of hard drive, no harm at all. Just 2 feet from that, everything was melted. He says, this is amazing how God knows our needs and answers our prayer. He's an almighty God. He grants our prayers.
Okay, that's an encouraging
story,
cool?
Mm-hmm.
Steve. Yeah, we needed to hear that today.
Yes,
good.
Amen. Yeah. That's you hear miracles like that, you know, when they can only be explained by the hand of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, very cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in Washington, D.C., or I'm sorry, in Washington, D.C., they're having some protests as well. I don't know if you guys heard this, but this is different. They went last night into their second night of protest. Apparently, 2 days ago, police, there was a person that was riding a moped without a helmet on the sidewalk, which I guess is against traffic laws. The police pulled up and turned on their sirens. Or turned on their lights to try to kind of pull the guy over. The guy fled down an alley and came out of the alley and was hit by a car. And the
you mean on foot?
No, on the moped.
Okay,
I think, or on foot. I don't know.
No, you're right. He was on the moped.
And police got there. They started performing CPR to try to help the guy, but he died. And that is why the police there are being blamed for another death.
Good.
It's just nonsensical. It doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
No, you can't, if people are going to riot over that, or protest, you can't reason with these people. And I saw the stories like you described, and you know, I don't know what happened here, but a lot of times police officers flip their lights on just to give you a warning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to ticket you or arrest you or anything like that. I don't know why in the world somebody would start. Maybe he had drugs on him or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just guessing why would you try to flee on a moped when the police are turn their lights on?
Yeah, we have a lack of common sense being utilized in America. I mean, you people who think they're going to, number one, run from the cops. Or number two, they're going to fight the cops, and then at the end of the day, that's going to work out good for them, and they're going to be in a better position when they get done fighting or resisting the cops than they were from the beginning. It's just not going to work out, and so I hope this will send a message not to flee cops, not to flee officers, and not to fight and run at officers with knives.
How much rioting was done in protests done in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it was enough that they were clashing with police. I know that I'm reading about one incendiary device that was exploded right underneath a police officer. And I'm not sure about
I saw dozens.
Looting.
In the videos I watched, I saw dozens.
And I don't
dozens of people?
Yes.
Walker,
okay.
Did you see property damage and looting and that kind of stuff?
Yes, and they shot a commercial grade firework at a police officer and hurt that officer.
Just doesn't make sense. Okay. Hey, you guys already played the interchange between Ted Cruz and Jack Dorsey of Twitter. I want to go back to the social media landscape for just a second. The Girl Scouts tweeted out a congratulations Amy Coney Barrett tweet. It said, congratulations Amy Coney Barrett on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789. It has a picture of Sandra Day O'Connor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Amy Coney Barrett. Well, that just incensed the left. Arianna Pressley, a congresswoman and one of the squad, couldn't believe that they would actually do that, and people started complaining, so the Girl Scouts took it down and said, sorry, we didn't mean to be political.
Well, Girl Scouts basically they've been trending secular left for the last 10, 15 years.
So if you congratulate liberals, then it's non-political. It's just being nice. And then if it's a conservative, then it's all of a sudden political.
Right.
And we can't post it.
Yeah. This is a problem with quote progressives, a lot of them, not all of them. Or I would call them the secular left. They view us, by us I mean conservatives, and Amy Coney Barrett is one of them, and certainly conservative Christians, as deplorables. Okay, we're not worthy to be heard because we're disqualified from the conversation because of our beliefs. So basically, we're subhuman.
Yes.
Okay. Right. That's why you get cancel culture, for example.
Right.
But particularly conservatives, and particularly and more specifically Christian conservatives, if a lot of these people could have their way, they would lock us up.
Yeah.
They would, or send us forced re-education camps.
Right.
As one of Bernie Sanders' people said. On a secret tape. Mm. Remember that?
Yeah, Project Veritas. Yep.
That's dangerous. It's very dangerous. And I haven't done a survey to see what percentage of progressives believe. Now, they would, almost all the progressives will say that Christians are against science. We're uneducated. We're bumpkins.
We're responsible for deaths, people who die from COVID if we don't wear our masks.
Yes, we believe in hocus pocus, sort of. So Santa Claus in the sky, that kind of thing. In other words, we're not redeemable.
Well, I mean, some of Biden's spokespersons and surrogates have been putting out during some of these heated times during the campaign. They'll put out stuff about how we need how Trump supporters need to be basically removed from society. They should have no valid standing in society. To your point,
yes, that's why that's why occasionally you'll see these companies cancel groups or individuals in a relationship with them because they'll say that you're a hate group.
Right.
That's what some of them call us. They'll say you're a hate group. Right. Therefore, you have no right to participate in
society. Right.
So if we could, we would send you off to a camp somewhere with fences and psychologists to help you.
To learn how we do things.
But you can't do that yet in America.
Right.
But that's kind of the attitude that they have, Ray, I'm talking about a lot of these progressives have towards people like us.
I mean, let's be honest, Tim. If they could cancel us.
Yes.
If they could cancel us off the public stage.
Yes.
If they could take this network off the air. If they could cancel us from speaking out in public, they would do it.
Absolutely.
To paraphrase our favorite former vice president who may or may not be running for the Oval Office right now, to conservative women, if you don't believe in abortion, if you don't toe the liberal line, you ain't a woman.
Right, right. Yeah. So the Girl Scouts of America had a nice tweet which had pictures of the five women who were who have served on the Supreme Court, including Amy Coney Barrett, the newest Associate Justice. They got criticized from the left because Amy Coney Barrett is an illegitimate woman. According to them, she's not a real woman, the feminist. And the Girl Scouts of America said, oh, we'll take it down. We apologize.
Yep.
We don't want to be political. Right? Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. And the Girl Scouts are teaching young ladies to be brave.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Okay. And true to their character? Okay, I got you. Right. Well, Girl Scouts of America, they changed a few years ago. They got into promoting the LGBT cause.
That was quite a few years ago, actually, before
was
the Boy
20
Scouts
years
came.
Ago, 15, 20 years ago?
My daughter was in Girl Scouts, and we were having very grave concerns when my daughter was, 7, 8, and she's 30 now, so.
Yeah, so anyway, they've been going down this road. I'm surprised they put that tweet out at all, as liberal as they have become.
Yeah.
All right, next story, Steve.
They're not the only people running afoul. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan had his official Twitter account suspended yesterday after he tweeted out this. CPB continues to build new wall every day. Every mile helps us stop gang members, murderers, sexual predators, and drugs from entering our country. It's a fact. Walls work. Got a note from our friends at Twitter. It's violating our rules against hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national orientation, yada, yada, yada.
What about his tweet did those things? They're saying that tweet that you read
exactly
threatens people?
Yeah, you get crickets from me as to what.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
well, there you go. Well, yeah. There's another example of what I just talked about a few minutes ago. See, Twitter says talking about building walls and keeping criminal activity out of America, that to them is hate speech and should be banned.
Yes. Yeah, the Twitter and Facebook and Google and these other companies in Silicon Valley are making, they're basically serving as Democrat super PACs. They're making in-kind contributions by filtering and censoring and cutting off anyone who is conservative or Republican. This is exclusively a conservative problem. There is literally not one example I can think of where a Democrat politician or a Democrat representative has been censored or cut off of Facebook, Twitter, elsewhere due to their postings.
Nope.
This is happening only to Republicans and conservatives.
But they'll deny it up and down every single time when you put them on the stand in front of Congress or anywhere else.
Yeah, Congress needs to change the law that gives them immunity, that gives them special treatment.
Well, it's groupthink in Silicon Valley. And for the big, we know this now, the big social media giants, they just don't hire conservatives. Huh? You can't get hired. In fact, people who support President Trump can't even say so publicly for fear of losing their job if they work for one of these big social media companies. All right, Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Ray, appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it. Thanks, Tim.
Walker?
Yes, sir.
Our thanks to Brent Creeley and Fred Jackson, and we appreciate you listening, and we hope you'll stay with us throughout the day here on AFR. Take care.